The Juneau-based hunting and fishing group Territorial Sportsmen wanted the board to allocate all the red and blue king crab in District 11A to personal-use crabbers, people catching crab for their dinner tables. The group's Wayne Regland said Juneau residents have complained to him about restricted seasons and a smaller crab catch.
So we had a very small season. We took probably about 1,200 crab, less than one per person. Still with this very restrictive personal-use fishery, there was a commercial harvest in November, and this made many people in Juneau extremely unhappy. They're dissatisfied with this, and they blame the commercial fishermen. Rightly or wrongly, they feel that the low population is due to commercial fishing.
The commercial fleet is allowed to catch 40% of the guideline harvest level set each year in 11A, and the rest goes on to personal use. Last fall's commercial harvest was nearly 1,100 red king crab. The commercial fishing organization, the Petersburg Vessel Owners Association, opposed the exclusion of the fishing fleet. Julianne Curry is the PVOA's executive director.
I think that sometimes people tend to forget that the commercial fishery helps provide food for the public, the American public. And if people are going to the restaurants in Juneau and you're seeing king crab on the menu, that king crab has come from the commercial fishery. So this year, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game did a very good job of managing that red king crab fishery, and we're still gathering additional data. But that fishery was only open for 24 hours in the Juneau area, and the two people who participated in the Juneau area fishery for commercial were both from Juneau. So I would hope that those guys get to continue to fish in their own backyard.
Juneau's Fish and Game Advisory Committee also did not recommend the change. Board member and former Juneau resident Tom Kluberton opposed it, noting that both personal use and commercial crabbers have seen fishing restrictions.
I think as a board, that's our responsibility to ensure that burden of conservation is shared. You know, I'd love to be able to hop in the skiff and ride out there and catch a king crab or two or three or four, but you know, if I look at the Constitution and think common use property fisheries, I live at Talkeetna and my common use ability is to go to Costco and buy a box of king crab. So without the commercial guys catching them, I can't do that.
The board voted 6-0 against the proposal, with board member and commercial fisherman John Jensen of Petersburg sitting out the vote. The board also rejected two proposals that sought to open the commercial fishery in Southeast, even when Fish and Game's estimated surplus of crab falls below a 200,000-pound threshold. That minimum was once set at 300,000 pounds, and it was put in place because it didn't make economic sense for the fleet to go crabbing at lower harvest levels. However, that's changed due to high prices paid for the crab, and fisherman Lad Norheim of Petersburg said it now makes sense to open the fishery even at 50,000 pounds.
A lot of us still have payments. New young guys are getting into the fishery, and it definitely helps, especially with the prices, live markets, the way we market things. The 300,000-pound threshold was, you know, you catch them, you bring them in, you tear their heads off, you freeze it, and away it goes. Well, not necessarily now. It's the whole market has changed, and you know, from the gooey ducks to the king crab.
Last fall, the price neared $11 a pound, more than double the price when it opened up last 6 years ago. It has been closed because of poor crab stocks. Board member Bill Brown of Juneau did not want to open the fishery with lower crab numbers.
From a good report we had yesterday, that while we're making lots of progress counting the number of crabs, there's still lots of error involved, and I would be concerned about nudging below 200,000, allow a fishing to take place below 200,000, when we may have measurement errors, when there is potentially biological concern. Mr. Chair, I'm not going to be able to favor this because I think there's too much uncertainty for biological reasons, Mr. Chair.
The vote was also 6-0 against that change. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.